honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what. Shazam should be on in a second, but before we do, let's just
A little bit by, let's see, Marcel Casanova. I feel, you know, a little country talking about my fam. You know, my fam, man, listen. I ain't saying nothing else. This is Country by Marcel Casanova right here on 5926 Central.
Nino, man.
And now, more.
Yeah, I'm country with it, like trail riding. Two-door on that cowhide. T-shine like sunshine. 40 cocked on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hate. Loud, sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day?
I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink pole. Pimp talk and kangos.
I'm country. You hear the country talk. You see the country walk. You feel the country homie. You feel the country homie. I'm country.
Dangerous combination. We gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues. Homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally. Can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game. But we some country boys, so we were born to play.
Talk, yeah. Country walk, country swag.
country, y'all. And so am I. Listen, listen. I'm so country, y'all, till I go outside. I'm just going to tell you. I go outside with my shoes off sometimes. You know, people be saying, girl, you can't be outside without your shoes on. And I'm like, what mean not having shoes? Anyway, move on. Country, y'all. I'm country. Rice for breakfast. You understand me? I know y'all are grits. I eat grits too, but rice for breakfast. You understand me? Rice and eggs. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes my granny used to do smothered chicken for breakfast. I want to tell you how country I am. I see a hand raised. I want to tell you how country I am. Damn, you country.
Well, you can't forget the rabbit or the squirrel in gravy with biscuits. I mean,
Jesus.
You can't get no more
homemade
country than that.
Listen, and it's not a homemade biscuit if it ain't a little flour on the biscuit. See, got to have a little flour.
That little patch of dry.
Yeah, just drop this engraved in the look. It ain't a homemade biscuit. I've seen some homemade biscuits, baby. Listen, and some of them be like rocks. If you that person that be making them biscuits is like rocks, I'm calling you out right now. Stop it. Cut it out. That's not your gift. That's not your gift. Listen, country living. Let's flashback, Zam. I'm going to flashback to some country living today, tonight. Country living. Oh, my God. When you walk out in the backyard and they cutting a deer from the rooter to the tooter, that's
mm-hmm.
the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's the country.
Yeah.
And they hope folk will be fainting, but they, when everybody having a conversation and laughing and there's a bucket, you understand? Those of you from the country understand what I mean about the bucket.
One of them metal wash pans.
Jesus. That's country. That's country. Let's
now,
see what else.
Stepping out either door.
Oh,
and that mean ass rooster that's somewhere around in the vicinity or something just jump out from nowhere.
Nowhere.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Oh my Lord Jesus. Or now some of y'all, this is gonna be too country for y'all, but my mother, let's say mother, because that's what we call it, she had a slop bucket. A slop bucket.
Uh-huh.
See, if you ain't country, you don't know what slop is. If you ain't country, we didn't throw nothing away. We didn't throw no, look, you didn't throw nothing away. It went in the what? Slop bucket.
Slop bucket.
Now,
and where did the slop bucket go?
To the hog pen.
It went in that hog pen in the hog trough.
In the trough. Where the side, see, Jesus, you got to be country to know what we're talking about. So if you don't know what we're talking about, you know, God bless you. But it was a slop bucket, y'all. Now, we need to tell a story about, the 15 million cats. We need to talk about cats. Because I heard so many different scenarios on how mother got all them cats. You understand me? And I need to know.
Well, okay. There was a cat that was at our house, which was, you know, maybe if over the river and through the woods, you know, we probably about a mile away from, well, maybe 2 miles from mother's house. And there was a cat that was around our house called Lisa. She was white, a white cat. And I guess she got tired because we wasn't treating her right, and she went the mother. Now, where the tomcat came from, I have no idea. But apparently, tomcat and Lisa got together and just had a ridiculous amount of cats around mother's house.
Exactly.
And she fed them all quickly, just like she fed the hogs and the dogs and the chickens and the roosters.
Everybody got fed. I remember, listen, when we talk about going home, all I could hear in my mind is Uncle Charles' truck coming down the hell. You knew breakfast was ready when you heard the truck. Let me go on. Let me move on.
Yeah.
Come down the hill.
Yep.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Country. Country.
Yep.
Now everybody else, you know, I don't know what y'all did when y'all was growing up, but after we ate breakfast, we could not stay in the house. Oh, y'all
nope.
think I'm playing. Oh my God. I wish you would go sit in the living room. Like you could
have
watched.
Living room for grown folks.
For grown folks. And you better not come in there while they talking. Oh my God. Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't come in. Listen. Even if it looked like you interested.
Now you got these little kids just joining in on adult conversation.
Adult conversation.
And they've been back in the gap.
I had to catch myself because what I was talking to one of these ladies. And that kid walked up to me like, yeah, I was down. What I said, was I had to catch myself. Because she just started talking to him. Yeah, baby, uh-huh, you right. Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. See, we would have got, my grandfather, Zam, help me because I'm scarred. He had a whip, do you understand me?
Man, look. And he was off the chain with it, too.
Baby, he had when he comes down,
catch the tip.
Oh! And now that I think about it, that whip was raggedy, but it was down the house. Didn't he have it wrapped up with duct tape or something? Want some lit?
That wrapped with duct tape, that's what held it together.
That's what held that baby together. Jeez. Oh, my God. And he used to always get markers, though. Oh, my God. Marcus, fell for that baby. I don't know. Was Marcus bad? I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention. But Marcus always
We were all young. So.
Yeah. I don't know. But let's talk about switching. Let's talk about switch.
Okay.
Well,
are we talking about regular switch? Are we talking about the deuces? Are we talking about the tray?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It seems as though we need to go from level to level because what happens is, see, let me tell you something. The most dangerous thing you could ever hear in the country as a child is bring me a switch.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there.
And what happens that with the smallest thing that you could find?
Oh, my God, Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, why would you do that? Why would you go? Because, see, I don't know what kind of tree that was outside a mother house that we used to play like we was making greens and stuff with. I don't know what kind of tree that was.
Oh, yeah.
But
was it a mimosa? It had the little pink cotton-looking flowers on it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. If she had to go out there and get that switch, listen to me, people. Listen to me. Mother wore, what is them shoes? I call them nurse shoes. Yes. And they was they black or brown? Or did she have both pairs? I don't know.
She had a white pair that she wore to work because remember she worked at the nursing home.
True.
And she wore all white stockings, white shoes, white white dress, and a white apron. And they were white.
Oh, they was white for real. She wasn't playing with you.
Yeah, and then she had another pair. I don't remember if they were gray or black.
Yeah,
or
that's
whatever.
What I'm saying.
I can't remember what she wore around the house.
Yeah, they was like grayish.
But
I remember those shoes.
Yeah, and she also wore house shoes because you could hear her slide when she was coming down the hallway. I remember the slide her shoes made because her walk was distinct, you know?
Yeah. And we're going to talk about the knee-highs, baby. I had a whole comment off of these knee-highs.
They never stayed at the bees?
They never stay. Yeah, you know, I got a problem with that. I feel like a knee-high, if it's a knee-high, it should be higher than the knees. But obviously, the name was just a formality because the knee-high never made it up past the knees. It had a knot in the side. I never, maybe
a
somebody out there.
She
had a knot. Listen. And you know what? You're right. I just, because I remember looking at them knee highs and how they be so stretched at the top. You're right. That's why the knot was there. Because I used to always wonder, why is that knee high hugging the mid portion of your calf muscle? I don't understand. That's a knee high. And then my thing was, if your skirt was short, and you know what I'm saying, if that skirt's short, why we ain't got pantyhose on, stockings? You know, since we gonna be on
well,
the stockings.
Yeah, well, nothing short about mother's dresses.
Now that's true, but I didn't see I didn't see what I didn't see. I didn't see anything. So okay,
yeah.
Y'all know that. Now, y'all don't know this story. We tell it all the time, but I don't know how many of y'all know this story. But mother didn't drive. Not at all.
Nope.
But was everywhere. Listen. Was everywhere. She was at Sunday go to meeting. That's how they say. She was at YPWW. She was at the district meeting. She was at, it's a lot of meetings when it comes to church. She was
when
real
it comes to
church.
When it comes to coaching. When it comes to coaching, it's a lot of church.
Oh, my God.
And it's a lot of.
The district meeting, the women's, how do they say it, okay, y'all, church in the country. I'm talking about old school church in the country. Let me make that plain. I'm talking about old school, back in the day, wood floors, stickers on the windows for because you couldn't afford stained glass windows, so you bought the stained glass.
Yep.
The church smell like old pews and wood. Come on.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
And if it's summer, the windows are going to be up anyway.
Anyway. And watch
now,
this.
I remember.
People in the windows.
Huh?
I say if people in the windows.
Yeah.
If it was a good revival.
That's what I was going to say. I remember as a child, the windows up in the church, my auntie was just playing that same tune. She was just playing it faster.
Huh.
And she played it fast and slow. The same tune, the same notes, everything was the same. It's just it depended on what was going on, whether she played it fast or slow. And
exactly.
People were lined up outside. The church was packed. People were lined up outside the window looking in. I mean, it was off the chain, and they didn't. There was no sense in the kids got to go to school in the morning because we make it home 2:30 in the morning, 2:00 in the morning, and have to get up, lay down, take a bath, go to bed, and get up that next morning for school. Yeah,
true.
You know what? If y'all are into watching Disney cartoons, and even if you're not, I need you to find Aristocats. It's
a Disney
cartoon called. And in one scene, they're singing, "Everybody wants to be a cat." And when you see how the whole house is rocking because it's an old house, the floors are wooden and they're stomping and they're playing the tambourines and the piano, and it's like the piano is sliding across the floor. That's it. That's what that was. We didn't have any drums. We had tambourines and hefty women stomping feet.
Stomping feet, baby. self-esteem. And the big old hands. Listen, let me tell y'all something. When I was coming up, I have never seen women with hands. Listen, their hands were so big. Listen, and I just thought about that. I was just watching them, you know, in my head, remembering how they stomped that flow and clap. Their hands were huge. And I was like,
the first one that come to mind is Ain't Louise.
Ain't Lou, boy. Ain't Lou. Ooh, Lord.
Yeah.
I put a video of Ain't Lou on YouTube. So, you know, I go back every now and again and listen to her sing. It's important to me that I'm saved. That my soul is set free. Anyway, I'm reminiscing. Let me tell y'all some good church. Do you hear me? Now, what got me about the church. Now, I want to segue into what creeped me out. Can we just take a moment? That bathroom. Listen, the bathroom and that weird room at the back of the church. It was a weird room.
Wait a minute. That's when it made it to the church, because remember, it was outside.
Yeah.
Do you remember when it was outside?
The outhouse. Oh, my God.
It was outside, and you had to slightly go down the hill. You know, it wasn't, but, I don't know, 10 feet away from the actual building of the church. It was between the church and the cafeteria, because there was a separate building that was a cafeteria. It had a whole kitchen with tables and stuff lined up and all of that. And you could come up on anything down there, snakes, anything. Because, it was right there at the edge of the woods. But, that bathroom inside at the back creeped me out. But what creeped me out even more was that outhouse. Now, that's when I was little.
Lord have mercy, that old house. Listen, I remember going out there one night, and I don't even remember if they had a light. I don't know. All I know is I really could have peed on myself that night. I really could have just, you know what I'm saying? I would have just took that whooping. Right? If I would have known, because I really didn't go to the restroom that much. You know what I'm saying? Because I try to use it. You know, mom, use that bathroom for you. You know, if you're country, you know what I'm saying. Your mom make you use that restroom before you get in that car. Y'all better use that bathroom because I don't want you walking in church. Oh, my God. When I said, oh, my God. I'm going outside. Going outside, Jesus. And it's like in the country. Y'all see, in the city, it ain't really dark. Can I help somebody? In the city, Jesus, be a fence all around me. Ain't no, and watch this, ain't no trash trucks in the country. Can I help somebody?
No.
My Lord.
Not at all.
So when you go into the restroom, you go into the bathroom, you go into the toilet, you go into the porta potty, the old school porta potty. It's pitch black. You understand me?
Yep.
Outside. Jesus, be offended. All around me every day. And since I'm talking about it, that trash can, mother had a barrel. Two of them. Was it two or one? I don't know.
I can't remember.
And we burn trash in the country. Oh, I didn't realize I was this old. We burn trash in the country. I be hearing people talking about the trash, you know, and just now I realized that I was really in the country. I was really in something out of The Color Purple. Girl, that one light they had, remember that one light over the, Jesus, you remember that? That's crazy. I'm scarred. That is
the one light over.
That one light over them trash can. You know that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
And then there was another light up on the hill. See, I remember all the lights up because I had a problem with that dog. Listen, baby. Then that little black dog. What's the name of the dog? I don't forgot the dog name.
Dry.
Golly, man.
The dog's name
is Dry. Baby, listen. Dry stayed alive till he dried up. Dry was there till he was dry. I ain't lying. I am not lying. Another thing that creeped me out is mother house set up on bricks, right?
Yep.
And the porch, I used to love mother porch. Mother had a moat around her, a ditch around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm imagining that. She did. It was a ditch. It kind of ran out when you got around to the porch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure did. We used to shuck peas on the porch. Oh, it was country.
We shelled peas.
Shelled peas, shucked corn. I'm sorry. We did something with a shucking.
Yeah.
What we shuck? What did we shuck?
They had a garden.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they had a garden. It was a huge garden. To us, we were little at the time. To us, it was huge.
Oh, it was manless.
Man, summertime for us was ridiculous. Okay, so a day in our life as kids in the country. We get up that morning, fix our beds, put our clothes on, brush teeth, wash face. The whole time we doing this, mother was already up. She was already up in the kitchen. Breakfast was almost done. You could smell the food. Because she put garlic in her egg. You could smell the food, like, permeating through the whole house.
Oh, you
know,
my God.
The rice and the Owens sausage and the... Sometimes it was Owens. Most of the time, it came out of the... it came out of the freezer because it came from whatever they had taken. You know, they had taken some hogs, you know, to get them processed or whatever. So... whatever they grew on the farm, animals and vegetables, that's what we ate. So you could smell the sausage and the eggs and the rice and all and the coffee because that was her thing. And I'm going to tell you right now, she invented iced coffee. She did that because that's what she makes her coffee, put tea in there, a little bit of coffee, some pet milk, some sugar. And after she mixed all of it together, she dropped some ice in there. And you can smell all of this. You couldn't see the ice, you know what I'm saying? But you could smell everything through the house. So by the time we got to doing what we were supposed to do that morning, it was time to come eat. You eat, and while you eating, she's picking some ice. She froze gallons of water and put gallons of water in the freezer to freeze them overnight. The next morning, she get them out. She cut that gallon jug up and picked that ice. She had an ice pick. She picked that ice and put it in a big little cooler, fill it up with water or Gatorade, and sit it outside with one cup.
One cup.
For all of us grandkids. The grandkids that were there, the grandkids that stayed up the road, across the pasture, everywhere else. All the grandkids came down there, and they kicked us out all day. High noon, right after Young and the Rest of Us went off, they come out, tell us to come in the house and get a bologna sandwich.
Talk about
maybe
it.
A bag of chips, a thick piece of bologna on a bologna sandwich, maybe a bag of chips, send us back outside. We kill that. And I'll share that one cup with either that water or that Gatorade, whatever was in that cooler. All day.
All day.
Last time we were good in church and sweaty, smell like outdoors with that red dirt and all that stuff everywhere. Time to come in the house, take a bath, and get ready for bed.
And get ready, my
all
Lord.
The most excitement you're going to get after you get in the house is if you pick up the phone and it's on the party line, so you hear somebody four houses down the road listening
what?
In on their conversation. Yeah. Yeah, that existed.
Yep. Now, I'm going to throw this one out here. Ringing a chicken's neck.
See, she did that.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
and then, hey, cook the chicken. You understand me? Listen.
And that ain't all. We ate the chicken.
Ate it? Oh, my God. She smothered that chicken, y'all. Some of y'all ain't ate breakfast till you ate barbecue chicken for over some rice for breakfast.
Man, look. When I tell you, that's one thing we never had to worry about. Nobody went hungry.
Nobody. Oh, my Lord.
Nobody went.
And we talk about the two-tone cake, okay? Jesus.
Yeah. There's a couple of people in the family. We come really, really close to that cake.
Real close.
Really close.
Really close, but, you know, my Lord, Jesus, Lord have mercy. Now, I want to throw this one out here because people in Houston, I love y'all. I do. But you can't make tea cakes. Nobody. I haven't ran into not one person that make
no
real tea cakes. Yeah, some people making sugar cookies. Get your tea cakes. I bought some tea cakes from this lady because I got excited. I was like, she old, you know, no fun at all.
Yeah.
But she old, she know. You know what I'm saying? She looked like she had a little battle wound, you know, so she looked like she was a proud warrior, that kind of thing, you know, heavy-handed, you know, knew a way around a switch, you know. I was like, she made tea cakes. I'm getting some.
Wait a minute. All the qualifications to know how to bake.
So, yes. Heavy hands, you know, hands big, you know. Listen, you got biscuit making women, baby, big old hands, you know what I'm saying? You know you finna get some real, it's about to go down, right? I was like, yeah, hook me up.
They know how to shape those tea cakes and that hot water cornbread just right.
Hot. Girl, I almost rolled across the floor. Hot water cornbread. Let's get on these tea cakes. Hold on. Hold it out. Don't go nowhere. But taste it. Listen, the tea cake showed up, right? Let me tell y'all something about tea cake. Tea cake got to be dry. Let me just help you. Tea cake got to have some flour, loose flour on it somewhere that didn't, just for no reason. Yes. It has to have some, it got to be, I didn't say crumbs, I said flour. Let me help you. Crumbs come from a cookie. That's a cookie. So I'm sorry, but she made some cookies. You understand me? I told people, listen, a tea cake ain't so sweet that it's a, that it's a cookie. It's not a tea cake. Is a tea cake, Sammy. I was very upset and disturbed because she had all of her hands. You know how the hand is. She got a big hand, and her hand you could her hand was light. Then it was dark. You know what I'm saying? It was old school hand. She made. You made cookies. You understand me? Look, that's false advertising. That's not, I came from the real country. I came from the shotgun house. You got the, go ahead, Sam. Let's talk about hot water cornbread because I got mad. I got upset. Oh, my God, I got upset. I'm going to tell you another thing I got upset about before we get on this Howard of Cornbread, because that right there is a showstopper, the Howard of Cornbread. Listen, I love chicken and dumplings, right? Now, I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
Baby, listen, I ain't going to lie. It ain't one person that made chicken and dumplings like mother. I'm just whatever. I just take what I can get now. But listen, so I was at another old lady's house. I don't mean say old lady, elderly woman's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, girl, I made chicken and dumplings. Let me tell you something about chicken and dumplings. Don't reinvent the wheel, okay? I don't care. Do you, boo-boo? I'm not eating it. If it's not a dumpling in there, okay, so I got me a bowl of chicken and dumplings, right? You gotta mistakenly or whatever have a couple of chicken bones in there. I'm just being real.
Nah.
You wanna be country? Yeah. Come on, put it together. I don't wanna eat the chicken bone, because you know, country people gnaw on bones and stuff. I'm talking about real country people. They gnawing on the bone, they, you know, click clacking on a gristle. You know what I'm saying? They country for real, you know? So this newfangled chicken and dumplings, I can't keep up. So she was like, okay, okay, let me get me a bowl. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. So anyway, sat down with these chicken and dumplings. So I get me a spoon, because you got to have a spoon. So I stuck that spoon in there. Spoon came up out the bowl. It was like a pasta noodle or something. So, you know, the taste was right. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't find no bones or no gristles and nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you just can't expect everything. You know, they gave the benefit of the doubt. But, baby, I turned laughing. I said, well, these taste good. Because you got to start off nice before you ask them what this is. What the hell? You know, before you say, what the hell is this? You can't just bust up and say that when somebody's happy about giving you a bowl of what they cook. You know, you gotta usher them in to the investigation. So I say, So I said, this different, you know, my mama, you know, she makes a little biscuit dough or something she used, you know, make the little, right? So she say, oh, no, I used tortillas. So let me give myself a kiss. So when we left, and everybody know I'm stupid. I am. I ain't gonna lie. I can't help it. You know, I can't help it. I came from a very sarcastic family. So we're leaving, right? So the person I was with said, don't you want to take a bowl with you? I said, a bowl of what? Chicken and dumplings. I said, well, no chicken and dumplings. I said, who cooked chicken and dumplings? You just ate a bowl of chicken and dumplings. I said, I ate a bowl of chicken and dumplings, but that wasn't dumplings. I'm sorry. Dumplings is a, oh, God, help us there. Help us there. Help me out. What's chicken and dumplings? Maybe I'm lost.
No, you're not lost. Not at all. Not at all.
Dumplings.
If you don't have, then it's not chicken and dumplings. It's chicken and noodles. It's chicken noodle soup.
And don't get me wrong, Zam. Don't get me wrong. The broth and all that kind of stuff. It was good. It was good.
But you're looking for that texture, that consistency that comes with the dumplings.
With the dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
That baby messed me up. I told myself, I said, girl, you got to stop. You got to stop eating people food. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You got to stop eating people food. That's like the lady that fixed me a pecan pie, right? She was like, you like pecan pie?
Lord.
I make I make pecan pie. She was like, I make, Queenie, I make pecan pies, right? You understand me? And I'm not gonna lie, I am a food connoisseur critic, right? So she made the pecan pie. Y'all wait a minute, hold on to your seat. She made the pecan pie. I never eat people food in front of them after the dumpling situation. I eat the food at home because I have to be polite, because they say if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. So I can't say nothing nice, but I'm going to say something. So I ate it at home. So I went home, right, put the pie on the table. Zam, you already know I have a problem if the pie is too heavy. If the pie too heavy, I already know right then. If that table move when you sit that pie down, I already know I'm in for a trip. Okay? So somebody say, let me get you a knife. We're gonna eat sweet potato, pecan pie. So I was like, okay, yes, let's go ahead. I overlooked the fact that it was heavy. I overlooked it. I said, maybe they know something I don't know. Right? Okay. Cut into the pie, Zam. Lifted the piece up. Look, cut into it. First of all, too many pecans. First of all, too many. Okay? Mm. All the goodness, the gooey goodness that's inside of a pecan pie was missing. Okay? Lifted it up. It was dark. The inside of the pie was dark. Right? Uh-huh. So I'm thinking to myself,
that dark.
She used the black taro syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I couldn't hold it. I called her. You know, I launched an investigation. People fall for it, so here it is. I call her. I said, girl, I cut that pie, girl. Girl, wasn't it good? My husband loved it. I say, what? So how'd you make it? Because you got to find a way to get to the bottom of this. Because I'm not letting it go. Girl, how'd you make it? I say, I might want to make one. Now, you know, I can make a, listen, I can bake. Listen, so she was like, girl, all you need is some pecans, some sugar. I said, oh, yeah, I know all that. What kind of syrup did you use? Because I know they said something about syrup. So, she told me she used a little bit of syrup, you know, pancake syrup, and she used the black taro syrup. I say, ah.
Pancake syrup.
Ah. I say, ah. Ah. Ah, girl. Ah, I say. I got off the phone. I said, girl, well, good night, girl. Go ahead then, girl. Go ahead. Girl, I hung that phone up. I said, we got to be more careful. We got to stop doing this stuff. We got to stop doing what we want to do. You know, we got to stop just... We got to stop saying, let me do it this way and stop trying to reinvent it. You can't reinvent the wheel for a pecan pie. You got to do that sweet potato pie, pecan pie, cheesecake. You understand me? You can't reinvent no wheel for that. You got to do that the way it's supposed to go. Or you finna mess the whole, mm-hmm. You finna mess the whole holiday, everything up. You finna just jack it all up. You know?
Mess up the whole holiday.
Just throw the whole holiday away. Throw the whole holiday in the dumpster down the street. Just walk out the door and just take the tablecloth. Wrap the whole dinner up in the tablecloth and just, like Santa Claus, take it down the street. Throw it over in the dump. Come back in and say, cancel. Do it. Just do it. I can't. Oh, I'm terrible.
Oh, boy.
I'm hot water cornbread.
I'm so bad.
Hot water cornbread. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
I don't know what it is. I love hot water cornbread.
I love it. Let me tell y'all something. I don't cheat on cheating is not right. I don't cheat on my sister cornbread, my mama hot water. I don't cheat on these people. Now, I got married to a dude that attempted to make hot water cornbread and to be nice because it's in the vow. I tried his hot water cornbread. And my blood pressure went up because I put too much salt. And you learn your lesson when you get to playing and cheating on people's hot water cornbread. But my sister, this one on this line, baby, and my mama, and my granny gone, mother gone, baby, when I say hot water cornbread, they call it a pone of cornbread. I don't know. Baby, they get the putting that cornbread in their hand. If y'all saw me, y'all see my hand cooked. They don't know what I'm talking about. Boy, Mike, look, cup that bread in her hand that, she, y'all, cornmeal, help them down. What, how you make hot water cornbread? Help somebody. Somebody needs to know.
Well, you can know the ingredients, but that hot water is the deal. Because if you put too much, you mess it up. I cooked some Saturday for my girls were over, and I cooked some Saturday. The first batch, I just put it in a bag and threw it in the trash. I had to start over. I had so the consistency wasn't right. I had to, you know, get rid of it and start over again. But you know, the meals and you can't just, because it's a quote unquote name brand, doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for cornbread.
Oh,
because you have some finely ground meal, and then you have that not so finely ground meal, and those big grounds don't do well. It has to be almost powdery when you make it. Now sometimes if it's not powdery enough, you can add a little flour to it to help it out, and mix the salt and whatever you gonna put in there, and then add the hot water. But you don't just pour the whole thing in there. You pour a little bit and you stir. You pour a little bit and you stir to get it the right consistency. The rest, your family will tell you the rest. And if they anything like Janice, they'll probably tell you at the table.
Oh, my God. I'll be like, what is this? Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Another thing, left this out. If you don't know how to cup your hand and make that cornbread, if y'all saw me right now, my hand's cupped, and make that pone of cornbread. You know what I'm saying? Make you know what I'm saying? That oval, it's not an oval, it's like a, it look like, it's shaped like soap. You know that old school soap that caress, and you, baby, y'all remember that so-called safeguard, the way it was shaped? That's what it looked like, that little orange staple. Baby, stop making pancakes hot water cornbread. Y'all be spreading that corn, and you can't make hot water cornbread with Jiffy mix. That's what's wrong with some of y'all right now. Jiffy done tow y'all whole brain out y'all head. Y'all just over there with some hot water and some Jiffy. You don't even use hot water in Jiffy. You use milk and eggs. And you over there trying to figure out why it won't. You can't get it. I'm sitting over here, girl, with my head cup. You can't. Y'all better stop this nonsense. Somebody made me a pancake Jiffy piece of cornbread. Talking about this my version of hot water cornbread. I say, stop messing with stuff. Y'all can be messing with stuff. How am I supposed to eat that? I'm supposed to eat that with a fork? Who am I supposed to eat that with? No, just pick it up. I'm not picking up something look like a pancake. Y'all tripping.
They'll be making the hot water cornbread and before it can get out the grease good, everybody got their hand in it, getting a piece. Wait a minute, it's not a piece. They're getting a pone.
A pone. Girl, we got 90 seconds. Let's go and wrap this up. Go ahead and sign off for us. Then we got into the country, girl. We was in the country.
Oh, yeah. Good times. Hey, y'all. Glad y'all signed in tonight and to check us out. We look forward to seeing y'all again next Monday. Y'all have a great week, and I'll get back with y'all next Monday.
All right, y'all. Listen, I don't like none of y'all. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't like none of y'all because half of y'all make that Jiffy hot water cornbread. Half of y'all make that Jiffy cornbread pancakes. Y'all better listen. Everything you see on the Jiffy box, you ain't supposed to be making. I'm just saying. I'm going to help y'all. Your family won't tell you that. They just keep letting you bring that stuff to them family gatherings. They won't tell you that. But I'm going to tell you, they talk about you when you leave the room. I'm telling you right now. They talking about you right now. Okay? I'm just telling you. I'm telling you. When you go to the next family gathering, ask your mama, say, Mama, what they be saying about my cornbread pancakes? Watch what your mama tell you. She'll say, baby. When she say, baby. When she sit you down, when she grab your arm and sit you down, you got to know right then. Right then she been let you know. Listen, I love you all, but we got to go. This has been Shazam and Queenie on 5926 Central. Make sure you listen to it. We are on Facebook. When I click bye-bye, this is uploaded to Facebook. You can grab this show off our My Gospel Soul magazine page, and you can share it with somebody. We love you, and we just want you to know we just country. I'm just saying.